After storms shut down Chinook Lagoon's new hydroelectric power plant, they sought support and funding to repair and improve the creek's water flow to prevent erosion during future storms. But as they wait on assistance, a small crew from the village has been straightening out the creek and clearing away debris. Jeremy Billadue is one of the plant's operators, and he's been helping with the cleanup these past 2 weeks.
Me and Kurt Grunert have been the only ones gung-ho at it, and I mean, it's for the village to make sure we don't lose our power.
Don Bumpus is a fisherman who has lived in Chinook Lagoon for 40 years. He says the erosion was dramatic.
It looked like a bomb at first. There was a lot of vegetation, alders was washed down, plugging up the creek, causing more erosion problems at the village.
The hydropower plant is now back up and running. Bumpus says he's not sure that the repairs that were done will keep future storms from shutting down the plant again, but he hopes that they will help.
I don't know if it'll stop it from happening again, but it will help immensely. All the alders are cleaned out of the creek and the creek is straightened up.
Chinook Lagoon's small run-of-the-river plant supplies upwards of 90% of the power for the community of 70 people. It has been operating since the spring of 2015. In that time, it has shut down at least twice for heavy rains, and once in the summer when the creek was too low. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.